You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Bet podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 2nd, 2024. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello. How you doing, Andy? Are you well?
I'm all right. Watched Dundee United lose at home to Airdrie 2-0 last night. That was not a good use of my time.
So obviously not well then.
But apart from that, things are okay.
Well, I mean, that's not too bad. Some short results last night in the Scottish Championship. Queen's Park winning 6-0.
Scoring six goals at home.
Yeah, that must be
interesting. Whereas, you know, Dundee United, on paper, bookies' favourites to win easily. No goals against Airdrie. Barely a shot. Like, Jim Goodwin, seriously? What is he doing? I mean, the fans are losing confidence quickly in him. Now, there's always been a dissenting section of the fans, but I would say they are now in the majority, having been very small percentile at the beginning of the season. The performances for weeks have been poor. But anyway, enough of Dundee United, and they're still top of the league, albeit on goal difference.
I mean, it's still top of the league there. You know, that's this is not the Dode Fox podcast, so we can't just talk about Dundee United for the whole time. So,
we're not going to do that. You asked how I was, and the Dundee United result is a good indicator of how I'm going to be on a week by week basis. So I've been better, but the show last week was good for you. We'll run through. Just the two of us this week, folks. Usually we do have a third guest, but we're about to embark on the Dave Greenfield era because it's around the Cheltenham Festival. So you can look forward to Dave joining us next week and then the week of the Cheltenham Festival itself. But for this week, just myself and Gordo. But we shall recap last week's show where we had our American friend, Joey Slanzak, on. And we'll let you know how we got on. So, banker bets. Last week started pretty good for me. It was the Friday night game in the German Bundesliga. I took a Leverkusen home win against Mainz, and they took the lead early. They were pegged back within the first half, but they got their winning goal around the hour mark, and they saw the game out for a 2-1 win. So a banker victory for me at odds of 2-9.
I followed you into the win column in bankers. I had taken Man City away at Bournemouth. They won 1-0. And it's always like, oh, they were actually... You know, 1-0's not that confident result. It's Man City, like, they play the most least interesting style of football for grinding out 1-0 wins. As soon as they're up 1-0, there's no point in watching the rest of the thing.
I mean, did they not win 6-2 in the cup last night? Did Haaland not score 5?
He did, but that's not away results in the league, which is just a very different thing. It's like playing Brentford. Oh, they got 1-0, they're just going to win this game now. But yeah, they were a huge price to do that. Like, they kicked off. Just check.
49.
Yeah, 49. Like,
really good price.
49 for that's rude, I would say. Final pick then was from Joey. He had taken both teams to score in Wellington Phoenix versus Perth Glory. It was 0-0. Just didn't come together for them. Two teams that I'd been banging them in recently. And I really liked his Wellington pick 2 weeks ago when they were playing. Can't remember who they were playing away from home, but yeah. It happens sometimes. No goals in this one. 2 out of 3 on bankers.
2 out of 3. On to the value picks then. And the Japanese J-League was where I was at. I love the J-League. This was game week one of the 2024 season. And I like the fact that you were getting close to even money, 19 to 20 on Kawasaki Frontale away at Shonan Bellmare. And Kawasaki did the business, won the game 2-1. Shonan grabbed the lead within the first 10 minutes. Kawasaki leveled 10 minutes later, And then they got their winner at the beginning of the second half, and a good start to the season for Kawasaki, and another value pick in for me.
Yeah, my value was the only one that didn't win for me, and it was probably the pick I was most confident about. This was Atletico Madrid against Almeria. Atletico Madrid took the lead twice in this game. 1-0 and up 2-1. Pegged back to 2 each. Almeria took their 8th point of the season against Atletico Madrid, but they've actually drawn their last 3 games. So they play against Celta Vigo on Friday night, and I will not be involved in any part of the game, but I will be interested in the final score. Just as a point of, like, are Almeria going to start, like, making a legitimate chance that they don't get relegated? Because they are 15 or 16 points adrift at the bottom.
Marooned.
Yes.
Marooned.
Which takes us on to Joey's value pick. Speaking of marooned, he backed the boys in Maroon to get a goal against Rangers, and Rangers to get against a goal against the boys in Maroon. So this was Rangers Hearts. Rangers won this game 5-0.
Hearts had 5 shots on target, but yeah. I never saw the game, so I don't know how good those shots were. But yeah, it didn't come good this time. Rangers really putting a marker down, considering Celtic are stalling a little bit in the league.
Yeah.
They just came out and absolutely crushed Hearts, who were the informed team in the division. So, not to be.
Yeah.
Outsiders.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think Joey was actually unfortunate in there to find a game that had 5 goals in it and all of them came for one team. Like,
yeah.
As a man who loves games with goals in it, it's disappointing for him.
Outsiders then. And I was looking for goals in this one, in the opening match of the new J-League season between Hiroshima and Urawa. I took over 3.5 goals at 10-3. I just think both teams have strengthened over the off-season when it comes to attack, and they'll be looking to score a lot more goals each than last year. We did not get over 3.5 goals. We got 2 goals as Hiroshima ran out 2-0 winners. There were millions of chances in this game. Hiroshima had 27 shots. Urawa had 17. That's 44 shots. And of those shots, 11 shots on target for Hiroshima and 4 for Urawa. 15 shots on target, but only the 2 goals. So I'm feeling pretty unlucky with this one. Even more so when you consider Hiroshima missed a penalty at the start of the second half as well. So there could have been thousands of goals, but we only got the 2. But hey, it was 10-3. It was an outsider. I feel I was on the right side of that.
I have no critique for picking outsiders. I just have made my points very, very clear about the involvement of the Urawa Red Diamonds and this podcast. But yeah, when I looked at the shots, I was like, even a 10% conversion ratio of shots would have got you comfortably over like your marker you were looking for. But yeah,
mad. I got up at 6 a.m. and watched the game, and it was a good game of football to watch.
For people who perhaps are newer to the podcast or would maybe don't know Andy as well, what would you say 6 a.m. is your least favourite time of the day totally? Like, is there a worse time for you to be awakened at?
I don't know. Like, if it's the start of the day, maybe. But if it's the end of the day, 6 a.m. is fine.
Yeah, 6 a.m. fine. But I'm awakened at is my question.
It depends what to do. To watch J-League football, it's all right.
Yeah, but it was credit to you for getting up then, because I know you fucking hate it. So Andy was looking for goals. I was not, and I didn't get them, which was great. This was Brescia versus Reggiana. 2-1, back to draw, 0-0. Nothing happened. Great. Next. Club Bruges versus Anderlecht, Joey's outsider. The only pick of the week where I feel he was actually, like, just bar and out, as opposed to hosting in. As opposed to anything with Joey, he was so close with this. This was Club Brugge versus Anderlecht. Club Brugge took the lead early. Anderlecht had 2 goals chopped off, then scored, and we're like, I hope they don't chop this one off. And then scored again, so we're like, can you chop that one off, please? Because we did this to be a draw. Time.
Yeah, Joey's looking for the draw, and they score in the 91st minute and get a 2-1 win. Just unlucky. It's a shame because 2 out of 3 on the outsiders is always really good. If you hit 2 out of 3 and you've put a Trixie on like I normally do, you get really good returns. So well done in yours. You're always good for finding a 0-0 and really unlucky, Joey.
Yeah.
Charity picks then. So £10 of our own money every week and a pick from each of the hosts. Mine was on the Yokohama F Marinos to win away at Tokyo Verde. And they did. And that's all you need to know because the game was at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning. So I was waking up and just seeing the alert that this bet had come in. When I looked into it in a wee bit more detail and watched the highlights, Tokyo took the lead in the 8th minute and the F Marinos scored in the 90th and 94.
I mean, that's pretty impressive.
It's what they do. Like that, like they just never give up. They'll be, you know, they'll be there or thereabouts at the end of the season when it comes to challenging for the title. And one of the reasons for that is they do this in games. So another charity winner for me and a 3 out of 4 week with just the outsider missing from my card. So pretty happy with that.
Friday, 6:30, Aldi time. This is Red Star versus Le Mans. And I fancied a Red Star home win. They did. They won 4-1. Didn't start it very well, though, by going down 1-0. But they did, which what I think is the best time to score if you are down 1-0 in the first half, which is 45 plus 2. Yeah. They went in with the old demoralizer right in there, made a load of subs, scored in the 60th minute, scored in the 70th minute, scored in the 73rd minute, ran out 4-1 winners against a very good Le Mans team. Best away record in the league and a team maybe to they're playing away from home this weekend. I'm not taking them in the podcast, but they're super good away from home, basically. It's the way they roll. But so we were 2 out of 3 on the charities with Mr. Slenzak to go. Not to be for him this week. He did find both teams to score, but he had coupled it with over 2.5 goals. This was Blackburn versus Norwich, a 1-1 draw. So, again, close to what he was looking for, but not quite there. Disappointing for him. A disappointing week for Joey, which isn't why he's not here. Like, he's just not here because he's in the States and we had to record at a weird time this week. And, I mean, cheers again to Joey for doing his couple of weeks. He had a ridiculous first
2 weeks. He had 4 out of 4 last week and 0 out of 4 this week. So, you know, them's the natural variance of sports betting. It's a hard gig.
Is that?
It's a hard gig. But 3 out of 4 for yourself and 3 out of 4 for me this week. So a bit of form coming into what will be 8 picks this week for the main show.
The Ochador. Yes.
Yeah. The small mega coupon. The kilo coupon.
Small mega's better. Small mega's funnier.
The smega coupon. Excellent.
Think we can call it the smega, mate.
No, I don't think we should call it.
Small mega was better.
Yeah, let's stick to that. Cool. So we're about to head to our ad break, but those of you that listened before will know we have a Patreon channel where instead of the ad break, you get a small middle section where myself and Gordo talk about picks we liked for the weekend that didn't make the show or picks that we like in other sports that isn't football. If you are a member of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon, you also get this podcast as a video podcast and you get all the picks written down in a handy cheat sheet format so you don't need to try and remember or take notes on the picks that you like from the show for your weekend's coupons. You also get all the extra content that we produce around major sporting events and the first one of the year is coming up and that's the Cheltenham Festival which runs from March 12th to March 15th. The biggest show in town when it comes to National Hunt horse racing. I cannot wait for it. We produce all sorts of extra content for that. So if you've ever thought, oh, I might see what the Trample Bet Club's like on Patreon, this is the month to do it. March is the month to do it.
I mean, and you'll be there.
I will be at the Cheltenham Festival.
That's the exciting part. Perhaps we'll get live updates from Tattersalls. I'm assuming you're Tattersalling at some point.
I am on the Wednesday. I think I'm in the best mate on Tuesday.
Yeah.
On the other side of the finish line.
And then if anyone's there, drop the podcast a message as well. Yeah.
Drop us a note on Facebook. If anyone wants to be there and hasn't bought tickets yet, I've got 2 extra ones, so I'll pass them on at cost, price, or less.
That's there just you go. The Trample Bet value right there.
Travel Bet Value. There you go. You want a discount on some tickets? I can help you. Brilliant. Okay, so we will be back after this short break. Patrons, we'll see you for the middle section. And then in the second half of the show, we'll do the picks for the weekend. Welcome back. And now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, March 2nd. 2024. Just the two of us this week, so there will be 8 picks in total. Banker pick from each of us, value pick from each of us, couple of outsiders, and then a charity double this week, Gordo.
There is a little charity double.
I mean, £10 of our own money on a pick from each of us combined as a double, and all the proceeds to charity should it come in. Okay, let's start with those banker bets. So this is, we've looked at the card across the world. This is the pick we like the most with reasonable odds that we think is certainly going to come in. If you had to pick one banker. So for me, Saturday, 6 a.m. in the top flight of Japanese football, the J1 League, for the Kashima Antlers versus Cerezo Osaka. Great start to the 2024 season for the Kashima Antlers. 3-0 away from home. Win against Nagoya Grampus, and that's a Nagoya Grampus team that have been tipped to have a very good season, and the Antlers just went out there and murdered them, absolutely outclassed them when it came to creating opportunities as well. Many more opportunities, many more XG, just very impressive performance. Cerezo Osaka managed a 2-2 home draw with a very average FC Twice, went ahead, twice relinquished the lead. Cerezo underperformed last year. They finished 9th. And for context, they're 33-1 for this year's title. Kashima are 7-1. So on paper, Kashima are the better team. They're expected to do better. They're the home side in this fixture. I think they'll win this game pretty comfortably. They're 23-20 to win this match, which I think is a real chance. So a draw or home win in the Kashima Antlers versus Cerezo Osaka fixture on Saturday morning. There you go. Kashima or draw?
Kashima or draw? Okie dokie. I'll take us to Germany.
That's odds of 2-7. I didn't
know if you were just, maybe the odds hadn't been put up yet or something. I didn't want to pull you on it, but yeah.
No, they're up. It's 2-7. 2-7.
Well, I'll take you to a 2-9 pick here. So this is Union Berlin versus Borussia Dortmund. And I am backing this game to have over 1.5 total goals in it. It's just a game that has landed a load of goals in the past. They've played each other 9 times back to 2016 when Union Berlin were kind of, I think, I don't even know if it was DFB Pokal or it's like club friendlies in there. DFB Pokal in 2016. There has never been a game that didn't contain over a goal and a half in it. Like, there's always been two goals in this fixture. Dortmund as well, like, if you look at their last 5 games, 3-2 loss to Hoffenheim, a 1-1 draw with PSV, a 1-1 draw with Wolfsburg, a 3-0 win against Freiburg. They did have 0-0 against Heidenheim, but they did have 3-1 prior against Bochum, 4-0 against Cologne, 3-0 against Darmstadt. A Union Berlin team that drew 2-2 with Heidenheim last week. They've actually had a bit of a turnaround in their season. Union were like looking like seriously they were going to get relegated. But they've taken a load of points recently and they have been keeping it tight in those games. However, this is a Dortmund team that just seemed to elicit an interesting performance out of each game that they play against Union Berlin. And I don't see that being very different here. I looked at this being a goal in the first half, which has happened in quite a lot of their games as well, but that was 1-3, and I thought I'd rather, if it's a 2-0 or a 1-1 or something in the second half, I'd rather have a certainty for lower odds. So 2-9 for this game.
Okie doke. So there's the banker picks for this week. It is a Kashima Antlers win or draw, so the double chance on Kashima Antlers against Cerezo Osaka, and over 1.5 goals in Union Berlin versus Borussia Dortmund. Now, they are bankers, so they're low odds. So if you combine them, you get 0.57-1.
Let's combine those bankers and values. That's generally how we
bet them all together. Isn't it? Yeah, it's normally how I do the eightfold. If I'm doing combination bets, I'll go a wee fourfold bankers and values. Or if you like getting fancy with your coupons on Bet365, you can click the B box, the banker box next to a pick, and it combines them.
All right, okay.
So it would basically mean you had
every bet you had was combined with them.
You had two bets on. You had those two bankers and value, and one value, those two bankers and the other value.
All right, yeah, yeah. I see.
You're combining the bankers into one bet. Pick, basically. Yeah. Yeah. So you could absolutely do that. That might be a way to do it. Anyway, on to the value picks. The prices are a wee bit bigger here. We try and find something around even money that we really like the look of and think has a very good chance of coming in better than that 50% chance or whatever the odds say the expected value is. For mine, same time as the first game, Saturday, 6 a.m., Japanese top flight, the J1 League for FC Tokyo against Sanfrecce Hiroshima. Hiroshima were 4-1 joint favourites to win the league. So we're only one game in. But just for context, they're one of the favourites. The other being last season's champions, Vissel Kobe. And they got their season off to an absolute flyer with an excellent 2-0 win against last year's fourth-placed Urawa Red Diamonds. It was a great game. Mentioned it already. I watched it all. Hiroshima had 27 shots, 11 of them on target. Their defence was rock solid last year. So they've started with a clean sheet. And it's great to see them improving in attack. They've added Yuki Ohashi. So he was the league's seventh highest scorer when he played for Shonan Bellmare last year. He slotted straight into that Hiroshima team and he had a brilliant debut, scoring both of Hiroshima's goals. Took them really well. Tokyo, they're a mediocre side this year. The opening result of a 2-2 draw with Cerezo Osaka is fine. It's pretty much their level. I expect both those teams to be mid-table come the end of the year. So again, for comparison, because we're only one game in, Hiroshima 4-1 to win the league, Tokyo 50-1. Better than evens for Hiroshima here looks a really good bet. So 23-20 for a Hiroshima win away at Tokyo.
Sure. I will be in Italy for mine, the Serie B. So this is a 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday for Südtirol versus Lecco. And I'll be taking Südtirol at home at 12-11 on Bet365 here. Mostly a bet against Lecco. They've taken 21 points from 27 games. They're bottom of the league, joint bottom with Feralpi Salo. They're bottom with having conceded 10 more goals than the people they're tied on points with. They just keep fucking shelled, which is so unusual in this league. Like, this is a league that I go to for draws constantly and really low scoring draws. Like, it's like, you know, if I'm losing a draw, it's 1-0. But they're just like, this is their last, right? So they've lost. Out in their last eight games, they've lost seven. And they've had one draw with Ternana in there that was 0-0. So, it can give you a flavour of some of the games they've played. Midweek, they lost to Como at home. So, Lecco were at home to Como, 3-0. They lost to Cosenza at home, 3-1. They lost to Bari at home, 3-1. They lost to Cremonese, 1-0. They lost to Feralpi Salo, the team who are, like, joint bottom with them, 5-1. Lost to Pisa 3-1, lost to Cantizano 5-3. These aren't results that are... This is like Dutch second division results, like getting shelled that poorly. Not in here. So they've just been really poor.
What's going on?
I know. Südtirol's results at home haven't been amazing. They beat Bari last week 1-0. They beat Feralpi Salo in there 1-0. They lost to Cosenza. They lost to Varizia. Their overall results in their last five, they'd only lost one game. They've played most on the road. Drawing with Reggiana. Drawing with Catanzaro. And beating Ascoli away from home. They're just kind of a better team. The bookies are giving you even money because the last win that Lecco got was the reverse of this fixture, where they won 2-1, where they were down 1-0. Now, that shouldn't put you off this, because much as Andy was talking earlier on about the Asvikpa Fukuoka making it incredibly difficult to beat them at home, that's what Südtirol did last year, and they very nearly get promoted on the back of it. They went out to that, the playoff, where you have to play against like Cagliari. the third and fourth one. So, yeah, good. I think it'll be a good result for Suterol in there. You're getting them over even money, 12 to 11.
Love it. I have a question. You might not know the answer. Lecco looks very much like Lecce, apart from an O instead of an E. Do you know if it's pronounced Lecco or should it be Lecco?
I don't know, actually. I've never had to go and listen to the pronunciation of Lecco because it didn't...
Yeah, who's backing them, ever?
Yeah, it's not a team that most people are involved with, but Lecce, just, you know, because they've been involved in the show, I know. But for next week, I'll be back with the correct pronunciation of Lecco or Lecco, if they are.
Brilliant. Yep, you know, if any of our listeners know, feel free to put it in the Facebook group. You know, we always like to be corrected on pronunciation. So that means the value picks this week, a win, an away win for Sanfrecce Hiroshima at FC Tokyo at odds of 23 to 20, and a win for Suterol at home to Lecco at odds of 21 to 20. So both better than even money. And if you fancied combining them in with the values, with the bankers, like Gordon suggested, 5.92 to 1 for that fourfold on Bet365. Okay, on to the outsiders. And this is a section where we try and find something the bookies have priced up as an underdog, but we really like the look of. And we've been historically very good at finding outsiders. Gordon, of course, hitting his last week, a lovely 2-1 draw. For my outsider this week, English Premier League, Saturday. Good traditional UK kickoff time this Saturday at 3 p.m. for Newcastle against Wolves. These teams are right next to each other in the table, separated by 1 point. Newcastle in 10th, Wolves in 9th. They're also separated by 1 point in the five-game form table. Wolves taking 9 points from the last five matches, Newcastle 8. Now, very similar, Gordo, to something you pointed out in the midsection in another game. The last 9 meetings of these sides have been a draw, or there's only been one goal in it. Either way. So I expect this, the 10th one, to be another close match. When looking at the home away splits, Wolves are unbeaten in their last 6 away games. They've won their last 3 of them. They beat West Brom, then they beat Chelsea, and most recently they've beaten Tottenham. So these Chelsea, Tottenham, they're good teams. Newcastle haven't won at home in their last 4 games. Lost to Nottingham Forest and Man City, and then they've drawn with Luton and Bournemouth. And I think it's fair to say Luton and Bournemouth probably not as difficult fixtures as Chelsea and Tottenham. So I think this is a great spot for Wolves and for an away win. And the odds are definitely big enough for me to back them at 13 to 5. So closer to 3 to 1 than it is 2 to 1.
You, Dave, love Wolves, man.
Just Wolves. I'm surprised they're not in honour of Dave Greenfield.
I can't believe they're not playing Brentford again. Is that not scheduled again? Are they not playing Brentford for a 9th time this season? No, I think it's a decent pick in there. I don't agree with the fact you're like Chelsea and Tottenham are harder games than Luton and Bournemouth at the moment, because
away at Chelsea and away at Tottenham is harder than at home to Luton and at home to Bournemouth. It is.
I was more meaning as opposed to where the fixtures were located, just the fact that like if you asked me who I'd be more comfortable playing as a Liverpool fan, I'd much prefer to play against Tottenham and Chelsea at the moment than Luton. Like, they just seem to be able to like get goals against teams, and although City tore them apart last night, they still scored 2, like against Man City. That's still quite impressive. But yeah, so Wolves in there, great shout. Would you like another one? Let's get involved in some Sierra B,
another draw,
a traditional Sierra B results. None of this Como versus Lecco versus Suterol nonsense when I'm expecting lots of goals for the home team. This is Ascoli versus Reggiana, and I'm backing this game as a draw. Backing this game as a draw for a load of reasons. Start with Ascoli. They've drawn 4 out of their last 5 games, with their only blip being a 2-1 loss to Suterol away from home. As discussed, Suterol, that game is within one goal. Reggiana's away form, played 5 away games, 1-2, drawn 3. Their 2 games that they won was a 3-2 win against Suterol. Both teams love being involved with this fixture. And a 2-0 win away at Bari, where Bari the man sent off. The fixtures played between these teams, they've played 5 fixtures since 2015. 3 of these have been draws, with 2 of them one being a Reggiana win and one being an Ascoli win, both by one goal. It is 2-1 for a draw in this game. I am wholly expectant of this game being 0-0. Like, it just seems like if you offered both teams it now, they'd be like, yeah, yeah, don't bother. We'll just see you next week when one of us has to play like a relegation fodder team. Like, both of them, and if you look at the form, 5 points from the last five, 4 points from the last five, all of them fucking draws. Yeah, it's just a game that looks like it feels like a draw. So yes, I'll be taking this as a draw, 2-1.
You're great at finding them. So love it. Love the shout. So the outsiders this week, an away win for Wolverhampton Wanderers at Newcastle United is 13-5, and a draw between Ascoli and Reggiana is 2-1. If you fancied combining them together, you get just shy of 10-1, 9.8-1 at Bet365. And then you get a 2.5% boost because, you know, there are leagues that offer that. So.
Nice.
Pretty much 10-1. Right, Gordo, we have charity business to attend to.
Yes, I believe we do.
But it's just going to be a little double this week.
Aye. You're not going to hit the B button, put the bankers in there with it as well.
We could do.
No, I don't. That's recipe for like Dortmund getting a goal chopped off in the 95th minute and it causing like every single coupon we have to lose in a singular motion. So let's keep the charity fair. Let's keep that. I've got if I'll back it again this week. You don't have to take it this week because I'd really like to give it to a charity. That's one of my friends is involved with just now, just for pancreatic cancer. So if I'll back it again this week, and if we can get a winner, that would be fab. So what are you providing the podcast this week, charity wise?
Very early start for me. Saturday, 4 a.m. in the top flight of Japan. We're getting some J-League action. Vissel Kobe versus Kashiwa Reysol. So it's last year's title winners, Vissel Kobe. And they've started the 2024 campaign well. They got off to a winning start. They beat Jubilo Iwata 2-0 away from home. Incredibly comfortably. Absolutely bossed the game. Kashiwa had a less than impressive 1-1 draw with Kyoto Sanga, which I actually predicted on the midsection of last week that Kashiwa are not the team that people think they are anymore, and Kyoto Sanga are actually pretty well organised. So they were odds on favourites and they drew 1-1. So yeah, I don't expect Kashiwa to be as good as anyone thinks they are. And that's now reflected in the price overall. So Kobe are 72 to win this year's J-League now. They're heavy, heavy favourites. Kashiwa are priced a massive 66-1.
Yep.
And there's just a huge discrepancy here in terms of quality. The fact the price for a home win is anywhere near even money is a steal. 4-5 for a Kobe win. Brilliant. It's the best pick of my week. And it's in the charity slot.
Oh, I hate that. Putting that in there is just such a death knell for the thing here. But
there you go. Vissel Kobe.
I mean, we're both actually went for quite high priced charities this week. I am in the Scottish Premiership at a good 3 p.m. at a UK kickoff Saturday. This is St Mirren versus Aberdeen. And I will be taking St Mirren at home at 8-5. 8-5. Ridiculous. So let's talk about St Mirren at home. St Mirren are this year's Aberdeen, and Aberdeen are this year's St Mirren. They've swapped places. Aberdeen are generally like in fifth and, you know, but just underneath the Old Firm and jostling with Hibs and Hearts at the top of the, towards the top of the table. St Mirren generally fighting it out for seventh or eighth in this place. A bit disingenuous to St Mirren. They've been a bit better recently since they moved from Love Street to the Smisa, I believe it's now, the St Mirren, I don't know what the SMISA stands for, but so St Mirren are in fifth, 39 points from 28 games, right behind Killy on 40 points, they're a point behind fourth. Aberdeen sit eighth, 27 points from 26 games, so 12 points behind St Mirren. And St Mirren can talk about their home form with some confidence, beat St Johnstone 2-0 last week, losing to Celtic 2-0, Not too much of a discrepancy there. Beating Dundee, who are up towards there with them. Losing to Rangers 1-0. Again, they probably win the league this year. Not really that much of a grief in there. They play against an Aberdeen team that's lost three on the spin away from home against Killy, Hearts and Rangers. Now, if you heard what I said about Killian Hearts, they're the teams that are right beside them in the league here. And they lost all of those games to, well, they lost all those games to Hearts and to Killy 2-0. So they're really struggling against teams towards them in the league. Since Neil Warnock comes in, they haven't been great. They've been drawing a lot of games at home. They drew against Hibs just the week past there, 3-3. St Mirren's form against Aberdeen when they play them at home for them has been really good. They've drawn 2 and 1-3 out of the last 5 games they've played at home against Aberdeen. Aberdeen haven't taken a point off them at home since the end of 2020. So that actually that run actually stretches back 7 games without a loss against Aberdeen. I think a high-flying St Mirren team playing against an Aberdeen team that could really be doing with playing against Ross County this week is a good time to be taking them. So you get them 75, 8-5, depending on the bookie. And I think that rounds out quite a good charity pick.
Yeah, so charity picks this week then. A win for a home win for Vissel Kobe against Kashiba Reysol in the Japanese J-League. And a home win for St Mirren against Aberdeen in the Scottish Premiership. At Bet365 right now, that £10 would turn into £44.03.
That's pretty good. We've had three charity picks that have been around those numbers.
Yep. So hopefully that comes in and we can announce money for your pancreatic cancer charity on next week's show.
Yes.
If you did fancy the small mega.
Yep.
The eightfold. Yeah. It's obviously not the biggest mega we've ever had. It's one of the smaller ones, hence the small mega. 322-1. So a fiver
for the Ocho.
For the Ocho. Fiver would turn into £1,600 and some change.
Hey, that's not a bad little mark, that there. I can see us. I feel like we've eightfolded quite a lot. Like, yeah. Between three hosts. Like, yeah, we just need to make sure that all of them are correct this week. But yeah, I'm relatively confident in there with the picks I've brought. I might even make a mega out of some of our midsection picks because there's actually a banker value and outsider in there for the patrons anyway. And I might post that. That in the Patreon. Just some of your picks in there, some of mine in there. I know we brought quite a lot to the midsection and be absolutely raging when we go 8 out of 8. And I've included a whole bunch of middle picks in there. But yeah, good show, Andy.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time. Gordon obviously has made reference to the midsection. That's part of one of the benefits of being a member of the Trampled Bet Club on Patreon. Just go to tramplebet.com. All the links are there. So with the Patreon, it's £6 a month. It gives something back to the show. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you to everyone that subscribes already. But you get this podcast as a video podcast early release with all the mistakes. It's unedited. It's raw footage. So you get that. You get all the picks written down in the cheat sheet so you don't have to remember any of them. And you also get all the extra content stuff. So that's the midsection each week. And also special shows when it comes to other sports. And we've got the Cheltenham Festival coming up in 2 weeks' time. And that is our busiest week of the year. So if you've ever thought of joining the Patreon, now is the time to do it. We also have a Facebook group. That's just free to join. Come and be part of that. Get involved. Ask questions. Tell us what you like for the weekend and get involved in the chat there with about 300 other listeners. So it's always good fun in the Facebook group. That's it, G. Anything to add before we wrap up this week's edition of this fine podcast?
You will have seen Chris Kelly's post this morning on the podcast group about everything to do with the Oscars and betting around that. So just a bit of a plug for the podcast group there. Kelly has done a post that is mental in length, just, you know, huge detail about who potentially to back in the Oscars market there. Seen Mr. Greenfield was also involved in backing some MLS shouts, the Vancouver Whitecaps at 50-1, he thinks, for the MLS here, and top goal scorers from Luis Muriel and Emil Forsberg at 33s and 66-1s respective. And Gary saying that the Barton were going to get beat and then they won. So, sorry, Gary, but, you know, I'm glad that you got a win in there for Dumbarton.
It won't be too... Yeah, he'll be happy enough with the win.
I mean, I backed Stranraer against them. I backed him in the double chance, but unlucky, Gary. But yeah, so lots going on in the Facebook group. Come join us. Come see us.
Superb. Right, Gordon, thank you very much. And thank you to everyone for listening. As always, we shall see you next week. Good luck this weekend. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trampled Bet podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sport-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.